Welcome to Texas Telestrator, presented by BMW. I am John Harris, alongside Houston Texans head coach Bill O'Brien. Coach, congratulations. Great win against the Jets.
Thank you, Johnny.
Key play in this game came defensive side of the ball. 3rd and 1, Texans up 3-0, trying to keep the big points off the board. And coach, your run defense came up big. Let's go to the film.
I think the big key is in this area of the field, like you just said, you know, we had a field goal, you know, on our drive, and now they're driving the football. What it was, it was a good drive by the Jets, but when we get into this area, we have to do a really good job of holding them to a field goal attempt. Obviously, a takeaway would be great, but if we can hold them to a field goal attempt, that's a big part of our strategy down here when it gets close to the goal line. We call this area of the field the red area. And so that's what our guys did. And our guys have been very good on third down lately, and that has to continue for us to be able to continue to win. Our defense has to continue to play really good third down defense. So here it's 3rd and short, 3rd and 1. And the Jets, you know, they run a play that they've run quite a bit, and they run it really well. It's a bread and butter play for them. Got a near backfield set to the tight end side. Motion the backside receiver to cut off Whitney Merciless because they really don't have enough to block everybody here, so they need to bring a receiver in to help it out. And then they basically run what I call basically a gap duo play. So meaning meaning that they're going to try to get double teams at the point of attack. The fullback's going to block off the edge in a gap type of a scheme. And what happens here that you see is we have a blitz called here where Dre Howell and John Simon are coming off the edge. And they do a really good job of really controlling the edge of the formation. And it really helps take up 4 blockers. Obviously, JJ takes up 2. They take up 1 each. And that lets Brian Cushing run free here. And then he comes in there and makes the tackle. So to me, like when I see this on film and I show it to the team, I use this as a really good example of team defense. It's a lot of different guys doing their jobs at a high level, and then one guy being able to be freed up and make the play. That's good team defense. That's what we need to continue to do to be able to win.
All right, big play in the game. 3rd and 13, the Jets had just scored. It was Cecil Short's time. Coach, is a great throw from TJ to Cecil to take us through.
And I think that's a big key that you just talked about. You know, they had just scored, and we had to answer that drive, which that's not something that we've really done a good job of all year, you know. And I thought this was a key drive in the game, and this was a key play in that drive where it was 3rd and 13, and you really don't want to be in too many 3rd and 13s. But, you know, when you can convert these 3rd and 13s, it really means a lot to your team. So right here, you know, we're running a play that we call Bobcat that we've run along, you know, for a long time, and we just try to dress it up a little bit different every week. And, you know, our guys do a good job of executing it. And right here, Cecil does a really good job on his bow route of really understanding the leverage of the defender on him. And what this is here is if you stop the film, you can see what they're doing is a triangle type of coverage, which is 3 over 2 receivers right there. And Cecil does a really good job of coming out against the inside triangle player and bowing it out and making a great catch. Obviously, TJ hanging in there in the pocket, making a really nice throw. And those two connecting on this one was a big play for us in the drive. We'll show it from the end zone shot. Again, pointed this out last week. You know, TJ only been here for a couple of weeks. You know, coming in here, 3rd down is a very difficult down and distance in the National Football League. You really have to have a quarterback that's smart and that understands it, and that's what TJ is, and that's what he did right here. He's able to see, get us to the right people in protection, and then be able to deliver the football, reading the coverage, reading the route properly, and deliver the football for, like I said, a big, big play in our drive that answered their scoring drive.
Cecil Shorts accounted for 78 of the 80 yards, and that was a big play right there to get it going right after the touchdown. Coach, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny.